Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I'd love to hear from you, so give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you want to, you can social network with me. You can jump on Facebook. You can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. Mr. Lavender, a.k.a. Big Bully, number one, a.k.a. Nice and Shiny. We'll add you to the Smooth Drama group. Or you can just follow us on the ground. Pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back. We can have a little conversation, or 300. I'm interested. You want to jump into the chat room? Go to smoothdrama.com. We have the chat room. It's all good in the hood. You can be your best anonymous self and do your thing. And otherwise, the most scrumptious of apocalypse is officially over. I don't know how to act, actually. The apocalypse is over. California reopened today. The last of the Mohicans. That's it. No more. It's a wrap. You can just do whatever, whenever, however, wherever. It's kind of crazy, right? Kind of crazy. So what are we gonna do? I mean, I've talked about the apocalypse and how With the apocalypse, we're saying, oh, it's done. We're saying, hey, we trying to move on. But what does move on look like? I mean, 'cause I saw a wreck at work yesterday. Folks just turning, they're so happy that the apocalypse is over, that they both wanted to turn at the same time at a non-busy intersection. One of the least busy intersections ever. I saw the wreck. Pow! Two work trucks. Where y'all going? You wasn't even trying to go to work. That's what's funny. Then, on top of that, yeah, folks still getting shot for asking for a mask. Cause, I mean, I guess it's just too much. If you try to make me wear this mask, I'm gonna beat your ass. I guess that's where we at. That's where we're at. It's just nuts. I mean, violence is here. It's gonna be, can we get past it, right? Are we gonna make it past this? I mean, because this weekend it's gonna be fire. And I mean, I'm on record. And I'm still batting 100. I'm still batting 100. I haven't been wrong yet, and it hurts me to say it, that I haven't been wrong yet. So here we are. It's about to go down. We're going to be, where were we when California opened back up? I mean, you're in the rest of the nation. Doesn't matter. Although it has, because obviously they've talked about how crime is up 30% in the nation. Because folks are so happy to get out. It's like, man, we can rob fools again. It's like folks, like, well, I don't think COVID was the issue, but yeah, we're gonna see a lot of stuff that wasn't happening start happening even worse. So, for example, I mean, I've talked about it, and we reiterate, if you're in jail, you get that work now. You can't get away from it. You're going to get it. If you were an older individual, non-Asian, because if you was Asian, apparently you was getting your ass whooped no matter what you did. You blame that on the Kung Flu people. Propaganda is out there. If you're Asian, you're getting your ass whooped. Sorry. Y'all just up next. I don't know what to tell you. We told y'all. And here it is. Also, trying to think what else is happening out here. Well, we know going out to the bar, to the club, used to be, but the past year and a half, I got used to like going places. And it wasn't loud and obnoxious. It was all right. But if you saw something, it was like underground. So now all the underground stuff is done. Everything's going to be above ground. So it's club season. And I'm going to suspect that the next couple of weeks, it's on and cracking. And if you want to get into some trouble, you'll be able to find it this weekend. Don't guarantee it. Don't guarantee it. In the meantime, oh my goodness! In the meantime, I saw at Walgreens there was a shoplifter, and apparently it's been happening a whole lot lately where they just walk in and they just fill up a trash bag full of stuff, the homeless, different homeless folks. Or if they look homeless, but I could be wrong. It could be just somebody who like decided, I don't need to wash my clothes no more. I'm just going to make it happen. Anyway, there's the shoplifter, he filled the bag with merchandise in front of several shoppers and the security guard, and then rolled out. He came in the store on a bicycle. He came in the store on a bicycle. I mean, you don't see that, right? Now, see, Walgreens has a problem because they're like, well, what can we do? What can we do? And it's like, well, as a security guard, you're like, man, y'all don't pay me enough to have to deal with this stuff, right? You know, I mean, if I'm working at any of these stores, what do you do? It's like you see it for the little money that y'all give me, and the fact that if I did stop them, I can get in trouble, because we've seen that, we've talked about that, right? You can get in trouble for stopping people. So, you're like, okay. But they showed the security guard was like trying to reach out to him, and dude looked back at him like, you really want some of this smoke? Security guard was like, not really. And so dude just rolled out with all the merchandise. Yeah. So, as I said, the apocalypse is over. Long live the apocalypse. Because folks are going to be, they're going to be feeling themselves in their freedom. So, and you know, monkey see, monkey do is the way. So, like, we got the shooters, and now we're going to have these shoplifters. Just, I see somebody just come in there. If they ride a bike into the store, I'm just leaving out because I already know what's about to happen. So, yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how all of this goes down. But because of the apocalypse, we got to talk about I almost called her the dumbass of the week, but I guess we just talk about. So there's Princess Amalia, doesn't matter, of the Netherlands. She's the heir to the Dutch throne because, you know, royalty is so important in our lives. Well, she waived her right to $1.9 million annual allowance while she's attending college because she said it made her feel uncomfortable. Yep. She says she won't be using her allowance while she goes to college. Now, as soon as she graduates, breaking me off my chatter, but it makes her feel uncomfortable at school because, I don't know, you're Dutch. Everybody knows you're rich, which I go back to. Why do we have royalty? What makes people royal and others not? I think it's interesting that we have royalty. Royalty to me is like a waste of time, like Guinness Book of World Records, right? Because you got all kinds of world records. Catching the frisbee behind your back 482 times, or you know, you bust open 82 Coke cans with a hammer in your mouth in a minute. Yeah, it's all kinds of stupid stuff that means nothing in life. That's how I feel about royalty. Like, why are they important? I don't know. Like these world records, because I thought like the world records, like maybe we just need to have some records with some perspective. Like, how many times can a black man hold on to his dick in public? Do we have a world record for that? We had to do some impeccable research, y'all. I might need some. I might need some input from my listeners, right? Can y'all hook a brother up? Tell me, because we need the most butt jiggles. In 2 minutes or a minute or so. Do we have records like that? Do we have records like that? The Guinness Book of World Records. We got to do get some empirical data. Like, hey, if you're twerking, can you make your butt jiggle how many times in a minute on camera? If you had that video, send it to me. I will use that for data purposes. Yeah. That's Guinness Book of World Records. Some of this stuff is useless, and well, not some of it, all of it's useless. And royalty, same thing, just useless. It's like, and oh, I'm turning down. Why do they get an allowance? What do they do? What do they bring to the table? What made them royal? Like, but hey. My ancestors killed more people than your ancestors. And hey, that's why we're royals. And we do no job. Oh, they have jobs, right? They go out and they inspire people by showing up. Like, hey, look at me. I'm very old and unattractive. And I'm here. And you know I love you because y'all pay taxes and keep me rich. Me and mine are rich. Royalty. The gift that keeps on taking. Whew. On that note, I probably need to go on break because I'm running my mouth too much. So I'm a dig in the crate. This is Jean Grey, 232s. Y'all not ready.
Emphatically spoken, impeccable rap flow. Second to that wordplay, akin to watching a verb, hitting a pinata on the eve of its birthday. Uncommon like Erica, phenomenon hysteria, hype rock millennium, Shante criteria. Fuck the hearsay, please, Gene superior. Y'all yellow, same color of your bladders and carriers. You bore me to pieces, your thesis mouth. And yes, it's still shit if I mispronounce it, bitch. How could it be doubted? The beast mount under pen, we're unsurmountable like you being surrounded by the 10-man army in Afghanistan tent, with a caravan of Carolina and New York Fed blessed me with a holy 40 bottle from your corner stopping. Set all your model entourage so we can get you popping. I'll deliver your liver on a plate with a sliver of your shivering date. There's no mercy here. Put on your work this year. You fucking with the work career assassin who just gave the job to Murphy on to Daily Planet. I'll raise havoc by giving mom deep a boosted chair. Stupid, I'm a coos, I'm in the booth, I'm rare. Name Northern Lights, Pip Game Dolomite. Flames all the sort of recordings, I'm giving all the mics. Slaughtering them like cattle hoarding the word. And then quartering them, leaving just to bring it's absurd. I murdered just for the fun of the sound of bodies falling. I'm eccentric, I don't need white coats calling. It's just dementia, come on, put your ball in. You'll only make jeans, just slip your paws in. And then there's bloody hearts and jeans starts to saw. And then it'll be ridiculous, get strawberry licorice all over my kicks, mom, morning, snap picture this.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's DP, y'all. What up, Gene?
Where you at?
Right here.
Let's go. Come on.
Listen.
Come on.
Know what? Sit on a beat. Like this right here. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. For the record, I'ma keep spitting. Game booking and lead a game looking like a shepherd with his sheep missing. I know you seen Dave on a lean spraying team, Trey schemes and Inglaze with Gene Gray. Raised and tamed, phrased and slain, cause shit is foul and it's flagrant game. I'm official, lingual assault, mangle wings of the archangel. The grim reaper's cane got my face and name. So I readily spray spoken, reppin' respray hoping. I'm steadily paid till heavenly gates open. Rhymes musical, I'm fluent through. Spittin' lyrics, your spirit is congruent to. Nigga, I've been rapping, I handle that. Long as I got a 10-track and a camel pack, I paid my dues, never had steps. Used to stomp niggas down just to raise my shoes. Obey my rules, I face consequence from lower, third to eighth continent come. One come all, the track is strong. I'm talking club with no glasses on. Cats is wrong, waiting on the rebel when his faction's on. Y'all niggas playing on a level that I practice on. I'm willing to all these, my aura still in recital. I'm killing them softly, like Lauryn Hill with a shot. It's a drill in your soft teeth, filling the all greens, revealing your flaws, chilling while filling your top bleed.
Ooh, it's like you just got fun in grade school. But they look at you like, ooh, they want to take that? Yeah, you are. You gonna fucking take it home, witches. I tried to tell you, make it happen to shit. I tried to come home to New York and tell motherfuckers. You know, maybe it's a combination of, cigarettes that are not Newport. Maybe if y'all motherfuckers stop smoking that damn fiberglass shit, you'd be as nice as niggas. But probably not. Cause you can't fuck with us. TP.
Together you got the smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Jean Grey, 232-347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, reported last week, South African woman claims she gave birth to a record 10 babies. You know, we talk about that Guinness Book of World Records, all that folks be coming out. Well, come find out, daddy's like, yeah, I don't know about that. Because the daddy's like, I only seen her from a selfie with no kids. The hospital that she supposedly had the babies, none of them have records of her. Because she says she gave birth at Louis Pasteur Hospital, but a spokesperson for Louis Pasteur Hospital told the show Sit Hole had never been treated there. Yep. Just lying. So you can get famous. I mean, so are these world records about folks just didn't get no hugs? It's just like I feel so useless. I ask this and it's not dissing. Even though it seemed like it dissing, and more than likely it'll come off as I'm dissing folks. But I asked the question. That attention that folks seek. I mean, because you can get attention by just being who you are, right? You have certain traits. Maybe you have long hair. Maybe you have big booty. Maybe you have big titties. Maybe you have a huge penis. Maybe you just have obnoxiously long ears. Something that can get you. Some people may find you attractive. Some people can find you extremely unattractive. There's ways you just get attention naturally. But it's like the whole social media thing has, we're at a point now where extra retarded. We're not supposed to use the word retarded because I guess that's just, it's just inappropriate. But I would argue, is it? Because we're talking about retarded growth, right? Retarded growth. And when we talk about retarded growth, we just talk about some mental stuff. It's mental. Where you can mentally say, yeah, there's something wrong with that brother. There's something wrong with that sister. Like what? Because you say, okay. Because I like And if you've ever talked to me, you know I always say, hey, well, how does imperialism or colonialism affect what we're talking about? So you then ask the question, all right, you have a lot of people who are, I didn't get hugs, so I need this attention online because I don't get it in my everyday. I'm not, nobody wants to talk to me. Nobody pays attention to anything I do or say. So damn it, I'm putting it out here, right? Damn it, I'm putting it out here. And so when you say that, you see that. You see folks with ridiculous records that they're setting. It's supposed to be important to them. And don't get me wrong. I dabble in things. I play an inordinate amount of Word with Friends games in the day. Stupid. Really, really stupid. But it all depends on what I'm doing and how I'm doing. Or I can play a lot of spades against some virtual people that I'll cuss out from time to time. I'm sure me and my ex-roommate, one of my best friends, we probably lead the world at cussing out people on the TV who don't know we cussing them out, but we cussing them out anyway. I've scared grown folks. I've scared babies. I've scared all kinds of people. I'm just in the middle of a casual conversation. Get that shit out of here. Oh, that's really stupid. Oh, are you doing it? You just had that, but I don't need that personal attention. Although I am doing a talk show and I kind of want you to listen to me. I don't know. Am I auditioning for a hug online? Anyway, so I'm saying there's a manifestation of silliness. Social media folks go to the extreme so you can look at me. I mean, why would you lie about having 10 kids? It's like, well, aside from the fact that people donated money, but then you get caught and then you're going to go to jail because of this. I don't get it, but maybe it's because I'm a little bit more majestic correctly. I don't need my ego fed. If you watch the Great White Hype, you'll remember that song where the white dude that Samuel Jackson then brought up to fight against Damon Wayans as the heavyweight champ. Dude, like, I don't need my ego fed. I don't need my ego fed. Just saying, I don't need my ego fed. I just don't. I feel uncomfortable when my ego is fed, and then I have to go into my comfort zone. It's like, you know what? It's okay. It's okay to take compliments. 20 years ago. I've been looking at you sideways. You trying to give me compliments? What you trying to do? And there's, I guess now we have people who they need them compliments. They don't get them compliments. They don't get validation from an inordinate amount of people that they don't know. Then their world is over. Just to educate a guest. Or I'm just talking crazy. Or you could be like the dude in Massachusetts, the lobster diver, who a humpback whale swallowed him and spit his ass right back out. Now, that's either the coolest, scariest thing that's ever happened to somebody, and at the same time, the whale was like, ugh, you nasty, and spit your ass out. Whale didn't even want to swallow you. I don't know what that says. So do you want to be that guy? It's almost like, it's like, because I used to watch The Color Purple back when I had cable. If The Color Purple was on, you can't turn away from it no matter where you are in the movie. You just watch it. And it's like the part where dude died, like how he died. And she like, on top of me. It's like, do you want to have the pussy that somebody died in? And then would you conversely want to be the guy that the whale spit out? Like, no, you suck, and just spit you out. You have to have such a horrible taste that the whale's like, because a humpback whale is pretty big. And to have you in its mouth and it tastes you and is like, mm-mm. He was inside of a whale and you taste so bad it spits you out. Now, I don't know. Maybe there'll be some ladies that'll be like, hey, you know what? That's a cool story, but if a whale spits you out, I don't know. I mean, is that a thing? Is that something to consider? When you think about it, you find out that you're dating the person that got spit out by a whale, Michael Packard. Would you say, no, I can't deal with you? Or, like, say, this is somebody that had sex with a lady and she died. Could you handle dick that somebody died on? Or conversely, could you handle vagina that somebody died in? I don't know. These are all meaningless questions that maybe they deserve answers, maybe they don't. I'm always told, you know what, make it deep. Make it thought consuming and thought provoking. So here I am. I just dropped that right there in your lap. So, you listening to this show, look in your lap. It's right there. Look at it. Taste it. Tell me. I'm always curious. So my favorite terrorist said must have had a shit diet. Yeah. I'm just saying, you got spit out by a creature that swallowed you. And we not talking about that other swallow. That's a whole different. Anyway, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to devolve into that. I'm going to stop it. Although, I could talk about the the police officer in Minnesota. Maybe it's something in, well, police officers. They're degenerate like everybody else. Maybe extra. There's a police officer who pled guilty to sending new photos of a woman from her phone to his own while she is being detained. And so, as a segue, I'm an artist. So if you listen to me, I'm an artist. I draw things. I see things in three-dimensional pictures. The female anatomy is appealing to me. So from time to time, I could stand to look at the female anatomy, whether it's clothed or unclothed. It's interesting. All different shapes and sizes. Find them interesting. But the fact that in my capacity, if I was in the capacity of police officer and I'm detaining somebody, and I'm looking through their phone and I see the pictures, naked pictures, whatnot, and I'm going to text them to myself. I say pathetic a lot. And I know my co-host from time to time says, well, pathetic, I say pathetic. I think if you do stuff like that, you're a pathetic individual. Your life, you ain't living right. You know what? I appreciate the female anatomy. We have the internet. Let's just say you're jonesing to see the female anatomy. You can go on the internet at any point in time. It's all there for you. You don't have to go far. You don't have to look really, really hard. You can just, hey, www.whatever the hell I want to see naked. And it'll be there. So, in MC Light fashion, I cram to understand you when you do stuff like that. Because I just wonder, why are we there? Why do we even have to go there? You, there's all kinds of opportunities for free. You know what? You can let your freak flag fly. Let it fly. You know what? The apocalypse is over. I get it. You was repressed. Let it fly. But why are we looking in people's phones and texting? You could have just looked. Just the memory. See what I'm saying? So it's like I get that people have a spank bank. And I know there's some folks who are like, you know what? My spank bank is full. I need to handle that. And I say to you, you know what? Relief is on the way. But not like that. We just going through people's phones. I don't get it. I'll never get it. Because there are a lot of things that I understand but don't. Like, I don't understand prostitution. I will go on record. Every, I don't know, 3-4 months, I'm going to come out and say, I don't understand prostitution. I get it, but I don't get it. It's like just general practice. You should be able to talk to people. I mean, because we say, okay, I need that sexual release. You should be able to talk to people and get some sexual release. You should be able to, but for some reason it doesn't happen. And so folks need to pay somebody to want to be around them. So that it goes back to my original argument. How are people wired where you do all this stuff for attention, and that's the only way you feel like you're important, by doing something outrageous so you can get attention. I don't know. Just means social commentary to me. I often wonder what we're thinking, what we're doing, how we're doing it, and why we're doing it. I'm always about that why. Why? Nobody knows. But it happens anyway. And it can't stop, won't stop. But hey, we're gonna do stuff that don't make sense. And I know I shouldn't rail so much against stuff that makes no sense. I can't help it. It hurts my heart when I see stupid stuff happening. And it's like you see it so much more frequently. And it doesn't break my heart, but it does. Here I'm being contradictory. I guess maybe because it's Gemini season. Maybe that's what it is. It's Gemini season. So during Gemini season, you can feel some kind of way, but not feel some kind of way. And maybe it's because the apocalypse is ending, and I have to shift. I have to shift my thinking to trying to think normally again. I don't know what that means, but thinking normally again. Yeah. I don't know. I need some love. So I'm going on break. This is the Love Joint Revisited. Little Brother.
Love Joint Remix. Here we have two MCs, vocal with invisible form, and a producer in stereo. And we are coming through first with Fontaine.
Yo, yo.
Hey, yo, I love waking up with a dream merchant. After a night of playing dream merchant. Right this way, this is a matter of extreme merchant. I love rap because it seems earnest. Love this joint because we reworked it. Love cell phones with free service. So I can call the bar e-house. And you and see, download at all my freestyles. On desktop, hard drive, MP3 files. Steaming at the top of a lung. She loving me
hey,
now.
Yo, Johnny, say you best love balance. A song for you with yours. Make it right, fist pump valid. Late night is a habit. Drinking Paul May, make it attic. JC flips out of habit. I love Macho Man Randy Savage. Screaming Elizabeth, come and take a ride on my slip gel. I love Derby Hat to Butter Tail.
Like I love Pac and above the rim. Cause this ain't a fable like the Brothers Grimm. Love my niggas Milbank, Skirt loving them. Heppin' and Steve, we keep it bubbling. Punishing
the players. I love Bill Doers and they say it. Sweet bros, I holler.
Hey yo, we ain't trying to be really good love in it. We just wanna spread love in it. We spread love, y'all. All across the globe, we spread love. All across the globe, from the north to the south, from the east to the west, yeah, yeah, steady keeping it live with no stress. Spread love, yeah. All across the globe, we spread love. Now what we wanna do is get down with you. Whether you drug-free or smoke a quarter pound or two. At the bar ordering another round or two. We know you like the way it sounds to you. The way it sounds to who?
It's Big Food for another state. I love Philly's and cheese steaks. I love it's when the beat breaks. I love school when the heat breaks. Fire houses making street late. I love 22 and Fieldsbury. Mike Tyson
in his outfit. Stepping out with a fly date.
So fans, get ready for the outbreak, cause we gon' do a whistle without fake. Even if I rhyme into my mouth fake, for all the people that I run with, playing for big things, alternated spawn shit. And if you want this, get right. That's why I love whack niggas. Thanks for making my shit sound so tight, because we gotta get down tonight. With no beats, no clones, no fighters or sounds alike. It ain't a white drizzle around tonight. I put my love in this, I swear to never put down the mic. This one is for the ladies and gents that's partying in pain and rest. When life just gets too intense, cause it ain't all about trying to ball. Get your hands up now, cause you still got love to go. Hey yo, we ain't trying to be willies or thugs in it. We just wanna spread love in it. We spread love, y'all, all across the globe. We spread love all across the globe. Check it out. It's from the west to the east, to the north, to the south. No, she's rocking the turn the party out. Spread love, y'all, all across the globe. We spread love all across the globe.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Lil Brother, Love Joint Revisited. Call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, I hadn't done this in a while. Well, actually, I think it's been a week. Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Just, it was like the remix. That shit happened again. All right. So, Groundhog Day is a segment. So, an Alabama Republican who was trying to ban the critical race theory, they asked him, you know why? You know? Why? What is it? What about the concept that you're against? And so, Chris Pringle, not to be confused with Pringles or Chris Kringle, they're not related. He was asked, why? And so he said, part of his definition, he said, the critical race theory practice teaches students certain children are inherently bad because of the color of their skin, which I thought that was just what we've learned in America pretty much all our life, but yes, I mean, who's teaching that? To which Mr. Pringle replied, well, I can assure you I have to read a lot more. So what's the Groundhog Day in this? I'm against it. I don't even know what it is. Because we ain't come up with it, so it's got to be bad. So as most people know, critical race theory is an examination of America's history of racism and how it still impacts the country today. That's it. Nope. Can't talk about it. As you know, it's been banned, I think, in like 12 states so far. We just going to keep going down the line. Like, hell no. We not going to be talking about racism and how it impacts the country today, because then you're going to be saying white people is bad. And there's some irony there. There's some irony there. I don't even think I need to say anything, but it's just sitting there. Because you can't teach about racism and how it affects the country today, because then you're going to be looking at us and saying, wow, we did some bad stuff. We shouldn't talk about that. That happened a long time ago. Let's talk about what's happening right now. Oh, wait, we don't want to talk about what's happening right now. We shouldn't talk about anything. America's good. America's good. There's no racism. There ain't nothing happening. Oh, I mean, look, what's happening to, oh, I, wait, huh, look, see, because what is, so that's where we at. You just arguing. Don't have an argument against it that makes sense, except for, yeah, no, because you're going to be talking about white people and what we did. Let's talk about what y'all did, what y'all doing. Why are we doing it? See, there you go with the why. No, you're doing it. Okay. All right. See, then if you want to ask what happened January 6th, which was like 6 months ago. 6 months ago. Nothing happened. I mean, but I saw it on TV, but that's figment of your imagination. It wasn't even nothing. It was just some people blowing off steam. They had a bad day. They decided to have a barbecue cookout at the White House. They was there. They was at the Capitol building. You know what? Let's just go in. Let's just go in. So yeah. Fighting against something, don't even know nothing about it. It's like, no, we ain't come up with it, so it's no good. I'm against it. It means thinking. Can't be doing no thinking. Y'all crazy as hell. Think about that. Or we could talk about the two black students who won school honors, and then they demanded a recount. I mean, all the stuff you can't even make up. So, Ikeria Washington was named originally the valedictorian at West Point High School in West Point, Mississippi. And she was awarded valedictorian prior to graduation last week on June 8th. And it was cool. And then there were two, Ikeria Washington and Layla Temple. They were named valedictorian and salutatorian. I don't know what a salutatorian is. If somebody please tell me. I didn't want to look it up, but salutatorian. I'm guessing it's something good for West Point High School. Anyway, it was a beautiful thing. And then all of a sudden, parents of the other students near the top of the rankings raised questions about who should have been honored. And 10 days, breaking the long-standing tradition, they decided to name two valedictorians and two salutatorians with two white students, Emma Berry and Dominic Borgioli. Because just wait, where it's no white people. You just gonna have a black valedictorian and a black salutatorian. Like, what are we doing? This is Mississippi. This is Mississippi. What the hell are you doing? We can't have that. Can't have that. It's good white people gotta look at black people in the yearbook as valedictorian. I can't do that. I just can't. It don't make sense. See, that's Mississippi. That's the state. Who? I think last month? Yeah, they put out they're trying to lure people come live there. Say, you know you super racist when you gotta pay folks to live in your state and you're not Alaska, that's way off and detached. You're just right here in the United States. Stuff like this. Just couldn't have black valedictorian and a black salutatorian. Don't know what it is, but can't have it. Groundhog Day. I can't. It's like, y'all, if y'all win, what are we doing? So now it's better. Because you got a white girl and a white guy as co-valedictorian and co-salutatorian. It's obvious, B. You just look at things wrong and you just didn't understand it's the Mississippi way. Mississippi. The gift that keeps on giving as a microcosm of what America is. Just can't even accept black folks excelling. It's too much. I'm guessing when they heard it, they probably got drunk and just called it. We gotta do something. As we can't be promoting black excellence, not Mississippi. We didn't came too far to let this happen. God damn. We can't have this. Oh Lord. What's we gonna do? It's too much. Anyway. to be a fly on the wall is why I don't have superpowers. Because I would be the fly on the wall and then I would like burn down all the places that was like that. Me. But that's just me. Everything that's racist or has something to do with racism, I would, as quote-unquote Superman, I would burn down every plantation. I don't care about the historical significance of it. Anything, any buildings, monuments, that ain't to do with these Groundhog Day ignorant thoughts. Now, obviously, getting rid of buildings and institutions wouldn't do anything, but it would in my mind, because there's some things just need to be burned to the ground. And stuff that are testimonies to ignorant thoughts like this, where you can't even just celebrate folks' intelligence, just needs to go. And on that note, Mr. F the N-Word, this is another Smooth Drum production. I'll holler at y'all next time. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She
is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.